USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from the White House this morning, President Joe Biden announced a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
As inflation continues to rise and the cost of a gallon of gasoline has hit an all-time new record high, now the U.S. trade deficit has widened to a record high amid a surge in imports, potentially setting up trade to remain a drag on economic growth throughout the first quarter. The Commerce Department said the trade deficit jumped to 9.4% to an all-time high of $89.7 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they would do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Supreme Court may be looking at new rules for social media. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Byrd.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as the court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking.
A federal jury began deliberating in the case against a Texas man whose trial was the first for hundreds of people charged in the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year. Guy Wesley Reffitt is charged with storming the Capitol with a holstered handgun strapped to his waist and interfering with police officers guarding the Senate doors. He's also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to law enforcement after that attack on January 6, 2021. Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, didn't testify at his trial. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As the attack on Ukraine continues from Russia, there are now over 2 million people who have had to leave the country. And while everybody thinks about the soldiers and the families who are involved in the fighting, many children have also been affected. Here's a 10-year-old refugee from Ukraine, Anna Maria Masluska.
If war stops, I really want to go home because they're my friends, they're beautiful park and the playground behind my house. They're my toys, they're my friends. That I don't know where my friends now. Oh, I really worried, and because I don't know where they are.
At least half of the total number of refugees are children fleeing to Poland, Hungary, Romania, Slovakia, and other Eastern European countries. A group convened by the World Health Organization said it now strongly supports urgent and broad access to booster doses amid the global spread of Omicron, in a reversal of the UN agency's insistence last year that boosters weren't necessary and contributed to vaccine inequity. If you're looking for a new airline, startup discount carrier Breeze Airways said it will add 35 routes from 10 more cities, including some on the West Coast this summer, in an aggressive expansion just as jet fuel prices are soaring to an 8-year high. Breeze has been flying in mostly the Southeast and East since it began operating last May. The airline will add flights this summer to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Jacksonville, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.